Huang Weilin, Deputy Consul General of the Chinese Consulate in New York, praised the Chinese and international communities for their quick response to the devastating earthquake.
This time, I think that not only the people in China united, but also the whole international community. I think that the whole world is behind those unfortunate people who are affected by the earthquake.
Huang says after the quake hit May 12th, the Chinese military launched the biggest rescue and relief effort in China's history, sending 120,000 soldiers to the disaster areas. He says the government has allocated $10 million to a special reconstruction fund and cut spending by 5% this year to fund quick relief efforts. Huang says international donors have given more than $280 million. The New York consulate alone received more than $3 million in donations.
Rescue and relief efforts have been doing very well, and great progress has been made. I think on the whole, the situation in the earthquake-stricken areas is improving. Roads have been repaired and reopened. Communications and power has been restored in most areas. And even some students have resumed classes in some areas. Having said that, I think we are still faced with many daunting challenges.
Huang cites damaged dams and roads, difficulties in transporting relief materials, and the dangers of disease in the worst-hit areas as some of the challenges. He says the biggest need now is for tents to shelter the millions of Chinese who lost their homes. Some 400,000 tents have already been distributed, but China is calling for more than 3 million more. Huang says the Chinese government is determined to save as many lives as possible at whatever cost. He encourages survivors to be strong.
I think we have to move forward, and with the support of the government and people from other parts of the country as well as of the whole world, they will surely overcome their difficulties and rebuild their homelands. And we are willing to do anything for them, and the government is willing to do anything for them, and the world community, I think, will also contribute.
Huang says relief efforts are moving into a second phase. He says the government is focused now on resettlement and reconstruction and paying special attention to the emotional needs of the victims, many of them children made orphans by the quake. Alex Villarreal, VOA News, New York.